I think back about being raised by certain people, around for certain people, and they didn't look for the truth their whole life. I was younger, you know. I remember being in my teens and see aunts and uncles and their friends and people around me. Nobody wanted the truth. Nobody was looking for the truth. It blew my mind, you know. They would go to these events in a repeat cycle. And I used to look, you know, like the hockey games and the football games. I'd see that and I'd say, that's just a repeat. Why are you all excited about a football game or a basketball game or anything down here? I couldn't understand that. And I still can't understand it. But imagine going your whole life, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, going your whole life not looking for any truth. What kind of life is that? That's a sad life, to be honest with you. I helped my neighbor fix her little, she was trying to spray some Clorox on some mold, and she had this little pump thing, she couldn't get it to work, so I walk over here and tighten it down, fix it, because I'm, you know, that's what I do. I'm a maintenance man. I fix stuff. And it didn't take me but a second. To her, it was like a miracle, you know, that I could fix it like in a second. It's just pressure. But what happens is, when you start to study the truth and God reveals more and more truth, and you're able to, oh, before I forget, she said, I didn't know it, but her son had got shot. I was in shock. Anyway, long story short, and her mom died the same month in July. Her mom died and her son got shot in the same month. I said, how'd you make it through that? She didn't say God. She just said, I'm not. She said, I'm not making it. At least she was honest about it. If you don't have God, you're not going to make it. The only way you're going to make it through something like that is with God. Long story short, when you study the truth and you know the truth, people around you who don't know the truth, the more truth you get, you have to be like extraterrestrial to them. You have to be for you to know the truth and them not, they know it has to be from God, you know. And so that's why we're not like them, because they don't care their truth. The truth that they want is their truth, my truth. If somebody says, if you ever say something about seeking the truth and they say, that's my truth, walk away. Walk away. Because they want their truth. They're actually saying they want the fake reality. They want the illusion Disneyland. If they ever say, it doesn't matter if they're witches or just a regular person, they end up in witchcraft. But if somebody ever says, I have my truth, walk away. They have given themselves over to reprobate mind. You can't have your truth in God's creation. It's His truth.